Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Classy Diva, and you are now listening to Say What Now? Today is Sunday, July the 27th, and I am your host, Classy Diva, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, as I do every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got a great show for you tonight. Joining us later on is the fabulous Jaded New Yorker, who will be taking your calls and questions on our topic. Also, if you have any questions or concerns, please make sure to give us a call or email us anytime at klmc1997@gmail.com. And also, make sure to add me to your friends or to your favorites. Again, you are now listening to What's Up Now with Classy Diva.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to the first edition of Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio. I am so excited that you guys decided to join me today on our very first show, and it's going to be a very interesting first show, to say the least. Just a quick number for you guys to jot down. If you're currently not online, you can also feel free to call in at 347-677. 1412-347-677-1412. Okay, the first thing that I want to do is introduce our special guest host for today. Our special guest host for today is the Jaded New Yorker. She is calling in from New York, a.k.a. Raquel Penzo. She is a freelance writer from Brooklyn, New York. She holds a Master's of Fine Arts degree in creative writing from Fairleigh Dickinson University and a BA in environmental studies from Alfred University. Raquel has published various works for the NocheLatina.com and LatinPulseMusic.com websites, Bentanga Magazine, Latino University, Latino High School magazines, as well as worked with the editor and writer for local family magazines. She currently works in public relations and has been actively blogging since 2006. Welcome, Jaded New Yorker. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, and thank you so much for joining us today. Can you give us a little bit more info about your blog?
Well, it just started out as like a letter to friends and family. Just somebody I worked with was just like, oh, you should really start a blog because, you know, crazy things I would say. And I was like, oh, that's a good idea. And I just was mailing it out to people and have maybe about 17 people on the list that I send it to, people that I actually know. And maybe like a few months ago, other people just started coming. So now that's all I do. I just write on there for all the subscribers and crazy readers who come back.
Okay, awesome. Can you let everybody know what is your website for your blog if they want to check it out?
Sure. It's thejadednewyorker.net. Very easy. But New York is spelled N-Y-E-R.
Okay, awesome. So I hope everybody got that. I want you to go and check out Raquel's blog. I actually looked at it yesterday, and it had some very interesting things on it, so I'm definitely going to bookmark it and check it out myself sometime so I can always go back and check it out. How many people do you typically get a day to go and look at your blog?
Well, I know definitely the 17 people I mail it to read it. Other people, I just got SiteMeter. I'm just learning how to use it. I would say maybe about 50 people come a day, so it's not hundreds and hundreds of people, just like a small little loyal bunch.
Okay, awesome. Well, what we're going to do next is we're going to talk about what's going on in entertainment. What have you been hearing about right now?
I've been distancing myself from a lot of celebrity news because it's just getting ridiculous. All I know, a bunch of people have babies, somebody's suing the paparazzi, and I can't even concern myself too much with that craziness.
Yes, I have to agree, it is crazy, but the Entertainment Report today is coming to us from SandraRose.com. Sandra Rose is a local entertainment blogger. Have you heard of Sandra Rose before?
I haven't, but maybe I'll check it out after I stop my hiatus.
Yes, yes, yes. Her website is sandrarose.com, and she actually has some interesting things in this particular week of Farce Entertainment. One of the biggest things that I looked at and I'm extremely ecstatic about is Neo. His album is coming out really soon, and it's going to be the follow-up from his platinum album, Because of You, and it's going to be called The Year of the Gentleman. Now, he does have a single that he does have out for that, and it's called Miss Independent. And if you go to sandrarose.com, you can totally go and check that out and get a listen to it. One thing that I can say about Neo, he is an awesome performer. I was able to see him live a couple of times, and I've also met him in person. So I'm extremely excited for him, and I definitely can't wait to hear him come out with this album. Something else that's coming up in Atlanta that's really, really big is the Welcome to Atlanta Week from Jermaine Dupri. He always has the So-So Def Weekend, and it's one of the biggest summer events in Atlanta. Well, what's going to happen on August Friday, which is on a Friday, which is also the first, he's throwing a party with P. Diddy, and it's called Welcome to Atlanta Party The Remix, and it's going to be at Club Dreams ATL, which is at 3595 Claremont Road, Atlanta, Georgia, and the doors are going to open at 10 p.m. So also, if you guys want some more information about that, I would definitely recommend that you go and check out sandrarose.com. Now, one more thing that I'm going to talk about today that's as far as entertainment news. It was all over the radio last week and all kind of blogs that Diddy and Cassie were going to get married and that they are engaged. But Diddy did release a statement that stated that he, as of right now, is still a single man and he is not getting married anytime soon. Raquel, how do you feel about people that keep saying that people are getting married all the time when they're not?
I mean, they need to sell magazines. I mean, I should know from working on that entertainment end. You try to keep people's name out there. Who knows? Maybe they listen, I work in PR. Maybe they put it out there themselves to keep themselves relevant because Lord knows Cassie could use some good word coming her way.
I'm going to have to agree with you. So maybe her publicist is working a little bit overtime for her. But out and stated, and I know that you are in New York, but here in Atlanta, we have a television station that's called Peachtree TV, which is a local access television station, and what you may not know is that Monica has a new reality TV show that's set to premiere on Peachtree TV, and it's going to be on August the 5th, and it's called The Single Monica, and what it's going to do, it's going to show her promoting her new album that's coming out, as well as her sons, Romello and Rocco, that's 3. So I'm definitely excited to look at that because I am a reality TV junkie, and I'm also a fan of Monica. So I don't know if you knew about that, Raquel, but I just thought I'll tell you about that. What we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a very short break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about our topic at hand.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on blogtalkradio.com. Make sure to visit our radio show every Sunday at 6 p.m. just by setting a reminder at what you're looking at right now. Any questions, comments, or concerns can be emailed to me at klmc1997@gmail.com. Also, make sure to check out our blog at Classy Diva, and Diva is spelled DEEVA.blogspot.com. Now back to the show that's already in progress.
Now, what everybody has been waiting on today, what are we going to talk about today? Well, today's topic, we're going to be talking about keeping it fresh. In this, we're going to explore what love is. We're going to talk about the good times. We're going to talk about how to survive the bad times and also how to keep it fresh. Now, I do ask that everybody try to keep this PG-13 if you can, but just in case if you can, I do have it set as mature, so no young ones are listening to us today. And again, I do encourage everybody to call in and let us know some of your comments, and we'll be more than happy to speak with you. The guest call-in number is 347-677-1412. So, Jaded New Yorker, how would you define what love is?
Oh, geez. I have to tell you, I've been clowned so much these past couple of days for being the person talking on this subject. But I would say love is, man, if I knew that, I would not be the Jaded New Yorker. How about that? That's my definition.
So, all been through it, and it's extremely interesting that I chose this topic as well, but I was able to do a little bit of reading about what some people think that love is, and I want to read this to you and see what your thoughts are.
Okay.
What it says was, among the different expressions of love are friendship, dedication to a cause or to a person, love of the parents for the children, exclusive love between a man and a woman, united in marriage, and the love with which we yearn for the absolute. How old were you when you first fell in love?
I'm still waiting for that day, so I'm 33 and counting, still waiting.
Mr. Wright has not came yet, right?
No, unless, you know, John Cusack or Boris Kojon want to give me a phone call, I'm still waiting.
Okay. Well, we actually have a caller that's on hold. Caller is at 111. Caller 111. What do you feel the definition of love is? Caller, are you there? Caller from area code 111, are you there? Oh, I guess they hung up. Okay, well, that caller is gone. But I can definitely say I have a friend, and she was somewhat a woman of the world, if that's a polite way to say it. She had a man mentality. And she always said that she will never in her life fall in love. Well, she happened to meet this one gentleman, and he totally swept her off her feet. He was everything that she said that she never wanted. And for her to be such a worldly woman, she said that she knew that she loved this man when she had an opportunity to sleep with the guy that she's been pining over for 8 years. And decided not to because she's afraid of what it'll do to the other person. So with that being said, I would definitely say it's when you sometimes put somebody else before you, when you wake up in the morning and that person's the first person you think about, or that's the, you know, when you go to bed, the last person you think about, you always want to be with that person, you crave with that person. Do you have any friends who ever discussed that with you of what they feel that love is?
We've talked about it. We have. I mean, for me, I can tell you that I knew it was not love when it was so easy for me to picture myself leaving them. You know what I mean? If somebody does something really annoying and you can be like, you know what, I can leave you today and not think twice about it, I don't think that's love. But if someone could do something annoying and you'd be like, man, I'm going to kick your butt, but you still want to stay, I think you're good.
And I'm glad that you brought up that point, because in order to find the truth about love between a man and a woman, the first question should always be, what is it in that person that causes me to attract towards him or her? So, like, you look at what is he able to give to me and what am I able to give to him? And let me break that down. I'm not talking about a financial aspect. That's a problem a lot of times, and what some people don't look at when they say they can't find love is because a lot of times they're looking at materialistic things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have people that won't give a guy the time of day because he's not in a six-figure tax bracket or he's not driving a certain kind of car. I even had one girl, this guy really wanted to be with her. He was a really, really nice guy. He was actually in medical school. He didn't have the greatest car. He had a Toyota Corolla. He had a little one-bedroom apartment on the south side, but she didn't want to talk to him because of where he was right now.
See, if she had started up on the ground floor when he became the surgeon, she'd be made.
And I think that's why some people miss out on love sometimes, because they really don't look at the person. They look at where the person is now, and that's going to keep them from, you know, having love A lot of times. And what happens is, in reality, if our relationships are founded on a free and reciprocated choice, it can only grow. Because love doesn't happen only once. We have love at first sight, exciting as it is, but it really takes strong emotions to assist you to find that profound love. Now, I know you have a lot of girlfriends, and so do I. Do you remember any instances where you had a girlfriend that her boyfriend went above her call of duty as far as making her happy?
No. That's really sad. I'm trying to, like, rack my brain trying to think of it. And above the call of duty, I can't say that I know any of their dudes who have done that. And that's sad. That's sad. Maybe it's something about the dudes in New York. I don't know.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
You hate to hear it. I'm sure they're listening and kicking their dudes right now.
And one thing that, you know, is also going in Atlanta right now, we have women all the time that talks about, you know, they will never find a man here in Atlanta because of the ratio. And it also goes on to say on how the women act here in Atlanta towards the men, which also makes it hard for people to stay in love and relationships because of the issues that you have to go through. Now, do I honestly feel there aren't enough men in Atlanta for women to find and to fall in love with? No, I don't. Again, I just go back to what are we looking for? You know what I mean? When we try to find a particular individual that we are loving. I do ask everybody that we would love for you to chime in and give us some comments about what we're talking about today. If you want to call in, the number is 347-677-1412. The number, once again, is 347-677-1412. We also have the chat room up, and we would love to hear any type of questions or comments that you have concerning what we're talking about today, and we're actually talking about what love is. We'll be back after this short commercial.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on blogtalkradio.com. Make sure to visit our radio show every Sunday at 6 p.m. just by setting a reminder at what you're looking at right now. Any questions, comments, or concerns can be emailed to me at klmc1997@gmail.com. Also, make sure to check out our blog at Classy Diva. And Diva is spelled D-E-E-V-A .blogspot.com. Now back to the show that's already in progress.
All right, thank you guys and everybody for tuning in today. I have the Jaded New Yorker on the line with me today, and what we're talking about is what is love to you? How do you find love? How do you know that you are in love? Let's talk about the good times you had, the bad times you had, and also we're going to talk about how to overcome those times. Now, I'm sitting here online right now, and I found something that's called the 32 Questions on Love. And the Jaded New York, I'm going to ask you a couple of these questions and see what some of your thoughts are concerning this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a good one. It says, is it better to lose a person we love to death or to infidelity? It's a crazy question, right?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I guess I would rather lose them to death because if I lose them to infidelity, I might end up in jail. Let's put it like that.
Because you may kill them yourself, right?
Exactly, exactly.
I'm going to also have to agree with you on that one because to lose a person in death, at least you know that they were there for you the whole entire time and they were all about you.
Exactly.
Infidelity is just like somebody is dropping an iron on your pinky toe, but to the 10th degree. And it's just so much hurt and pain. I don't think that most people can really get over that. So I'm going to have to agree with you on that. And also, everybody that's listening, we do ask that you call in with any questions or comments. So let me give everybody the number again. It's 347-677-1412. And I see right now that we do have a caller, and the caller is from 718. 718, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, this is Renee.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for calling in. Say What Now with Classy Diva. You have a comment?
Well, my name is Irene.
Oh, Lord.
And I guess my comment is this. I don't know. I don't believe that people can really experience what true love is until they're mature enough to love themselves.
Good answer.
Did you find that? Did you Google love or something?
No, I just, you know, we've all been there. I waited to get married till I was 30. I didn't have my daughter till last year. And, you know, I love my husband. We have issues, but, you know, he's a good guy. But, you know, think about who I think about who we dated in the 10 years, and how they were just insane and we were crazy for even looking at them. I think, you know, there comes a point where you have to say, this is what I want for me, and I'm not just going to want to be with this guy because he's hot or he has money or whatever. You got to be with someone who is right for you and your maturity level. And if you guys don't match up, you're not going to match up. But I think it's easier for people, maybe not easier, but I think people our age, you know, 30 and above, who are at least mature enough, and you can be mature enough at a younger age, but I'm just speaking from my own experience. I believe that if you have that maturity enough and you've been through the bad relationship, if you've grown enough from them, you will know what you're looking for, and you'll be able to pinpoint that and just be purely honest with what you're looking for. And if you're honest with what you're looking for, then you'll find the right person, that's the person that's right for you.
And that's a very good answer, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because, of course, there is no such thing as the perfect man or the perfect woman,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, you have to find somebody that's equally yoked with yourself, to where you understand, you know, that I can come to you and be honest with you about whatever issues that I have, but I also need to feel that you can do the same for me. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So relationship will be a good relationship, an open relationship, as well as a long relationship. So, while I have you on the line, what we also want to talk about was how to survive the bad times. And, of course, everybody know a lot of times the biggest deal breaker or the biggest thing that can happen in a relationship that's considered bad times is infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't have to talk about a personal experience, but if you could just talk about a couple that went through that and how they were able to get over it.
Well, to be fully honest, I have been the other woman in a couple of situations. And again, it happened when I was young and stupid. I didn't know about my own personal responsibility, nor I didn't even care, maybe that was the point. As far as that, I know I can't judge, but what I can say is that you have to be honest with yourself and say, is this something I can get over? For me personally, that's not an automatic deal breaker because I have been on the other side of it. I know that there are sometimes certain situations in which, you know, things happen. But for many women, that is. And just the best thing is just to be honest. Can you get over it? If it's something that you feel you cannot get over, there is no point even trying. I don't know anyone, I can't think of anyone I know that has been in that situation where they had a spouse cheat on them. So I can't speak to how they handled it. I know most of the people that I know, that would be a deal breaker. So, but I know there are a few that aren't, that few people that, you know, that isn't, including myself. So that's all I can say to that.
Can I take the other viewpoint of that same question?
Because
that is a deal breaker for me. I cannot get over something like that. And you do know somebody who went through that because I'm sitting right here telling you about it.
Oh.
I thought I could, but let it go, and we tried the whole therapy thing, but in the back of my mind, every time he stepped out that door, that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
So I have to say, you're right. If you can't get over it, don't even bother trying. I wish I could get that money back that we spent. If I had that money right now, I'd be so happy. But, yeah, it's not something I could get over because that right there, that kills the trust. And if there's no trust, there's no relationship in my book.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me piggyback on this. Let's talk about if you're in it for the long run. And I'm going to also have to somewhat agree with the caller because I have been on both ends of this issue. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy to say it. I have cheated on someone before. I have been the jump in a situation before as well. And I've been able to experience how the guy felt afterwards or how remorseful he was or how sorry he was and how a guy never did it again. Not to say that it's right and not to say that we should give that individual a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of I'm kind of contradicting myself, but I just feel like nobody's perfect. If it happens once, if it happens more than once, then, yeah, I'm going to have an issue with it because I try to look at things from a different perspective just because in the past when I was younger, I was somebody's other woman. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
And I agree with you 100%. I mean, once is one thing. But if you see it happening again, then it's like, no. Once is a mistake, twice is there's no tripping into somebody's panani. You're doing it on purpose. All right.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Ask you guys this. Do you feel there is a such thing as emotional cheating?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, yeah, there's emotional cheating. But I guess I think that's degrees, and I think that's all within the individual. I know people who believe that a woman can't have male friends if you are married or in a relationship, and they would consider that just the fact of having a male friend that you talk to maybe once a week or once every few weeks, they would consider that emotional cheating. Where me personally, I think men and women can have friendly relationships if they are married. You know, but here's the thing. If you are that tied up where you think that your spouse can't be a friend with someone, then there's a problem there bigger than just that. You just don't trust that person to begin with. I think there can be a point where you are emotionally cheating, where you're just going to another person and just always with them all the time. And I think that's an issue because if you're doing that, why can't you do that with your spouse? You know,
exactly.
Then there's a problem.
Exactly. So I'm looking at these questions again, ladies, and one question, and this is a good one. We have friends, and it's happened to me before. I've been that friend where I'm crying to my girlfriends, but I love him. He won't call me, but I love him. But the question is, can we really say that we love someone who's not fully returning our love?
I think so. I think some people just really, I don't know if it's love, but they feel like it's something that they want, and I think part of it is because they can't have it or the other person is not returning the affection. I've seen it time and time again, people who are just sweating someone hard because they're being ignored, and it's like, why don't you like me? Why aren't you paying attention to me? And they honestly, truly believe that it is love.
Yeah, I agree. I think one a part of it is being in love with the ideal of what your relationship would be like with that person.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of it is based on reality. I've been there. I was enrolled in like a 7-year on and off relationship with a man who is married. And then I was insane. I was totally insane and I was doing crazy things. And I look back now, I was like, why did I do that? And I realized I was in love with what I thought we could be.
Exactly.
Yeah, but come to find out, you know, it's, I mean, I still talk to him once in a while. He's divorced. He got me married to some other girl. I don't see him ever. Once in a few months we talk, and I'm like, you know what? You're boring me. I have no interest in who you are, what you are anymore. It's like, it just like shut off like a switch when I realized it was just, us would not be what I thought it was going to be, so stop wishing for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's another issue that I want to talk about. When we talk about getting through the bad times, and also for all of those of you that are listening, you can also call in at 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. All right, ladies, let's say you have a boyfriend or a husband that looks like Boris Kojo. So with that being said, you have women that are always on him. How do you deal with it? Do you consider that being jealous? And how do you process or get through that with all of these ladies who are waiting in line to be his jump off?
I would just hold my head up high and look at them and be like, and what? This is my man. What are you going to do about it? That's it. That's it. And just know that if I'm doing everything that I could possibly do to keep him, then I have no worries. If he wants to leave, he's a grown-ass man. He can leave if he wants. As long as I know I'm doing everything I need to do, I just give them the eye and be like, what? You know, you can look all you want, but at the end of the night, guess where he's going to be?
Yeah.
Okay. Jaded New Yorker, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, no, that was me.
I'm sorry. Is the guest still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Lashira, I do apologize. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I agree with her 100% because it's like this. If you're confident in your relationship and you're doing, like she said, doing what you need to do, you know, in your relationship, there's no need to worry. There's no need to worry. You can have a man who is the hottest one on the planet. I could be walking around with Brad Pitt right now. If he wanted to go, he could go. But it goes in the same situation. If he was ugly as heck, you know, if he wanted to go, he could still go. I mean, if you're confident in yourself and your relationship, there's nothing to worry about, no matter how good-looking and fine he is.
And I'm so glad that you said that because, of course, just coming back to Atlanta again, you can have a boyfriend here, but there's always a line of girls that's just waiting, you know, to be his jump off. They'll come after your man saying, oh, I just want to be his friend, woo-woo-woo. Next thing you know, they're texting him and just getting a little bit outrageous. What we're going to do is we're going to take a very short break. This is actually the last break of the night, and we're going to talk about the juicy stuff next. We're going to try to keep it PG-13, but we're going to talk about keeping up the fire and keeping it fresh. Hope, please, you're listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on blogtalkradio.com.
The topic of the day is
love.
Make
sure to visit our radio show every Sunday at 6 p.m. just by setting a reminder at what you're looking at right now.
What?
Any questions, comments,
maybe put some you on the phone.
Can be emailed to me at
mc1997@gmail.com.
Also, make sure to check out our blog at Classy Diva. And Diva is spelled DEEVA.blogspot.com. Now back to the show that's already in progress.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
Oh, it went off?
Hi, welcome everybody. You're back on the phone and online with Classy Diva, the Jaded New Yorker, and a special call-in guest. And what we're talking about today is keeping it fresh, what love is, how to survive the bad times, and honestly, how to keep it popping and how to keep it moving, as Dee would say. We will love for you guys to call in with your questions or comments concerning the talk that we're discussing today. The call-in number is 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. Okay, ladies, we're about to talk about how to keep it fresh, how to keep it popping, how to keep that fire in your relationship.
Okay.
So, what's something that you have done, I've seen one of your friends have done, on a romantic side that was a little bit unique to kind of keep the fire burning in the relationship?
Oh, man, I'm a scout with an unimaginative crowd. I can't think of anything unique. I mean, I've seen people, like, surprise their boyfriends or whatever with, like, a trip or something. But other than that, I can't really think of anything. Actually, no, you know what? I have a friend who was seeing someone who's really, really, really into Connect Four, And I forgot what the saying was, just something he always says every time he wins or whatever. And she went and had it put on a T-shirt and gave it to him. And he was really, really happy to get it. I thought that was cute. That was a little above and beyond, and I thought that was real cute.
Okay. I don't know if you guys seen this website, and you may have to Google it. I think it's called afterthepropoal.com, afterthepropoal.net. And what the guy did was, let's see. I may need somebody to turn their internet down just a little bit. I'm hearing a little bit of feedback.
Sorry, that was my TV.
Okay, no problem. And what he did was he rented or checked out 10 rooms in a hotel here in Atlanta, and in each room it had a various theme. It also had scriptures. Some of the rooms, it had some of her close friends. Some of the rooms that had her family members, that she had no idea that all of these people flew in, and he had her go from room to room with the various theme. And, of course, she was crying the whole time, and I was, too, when I was watching it. But I was like, that was the most sweetest, creative thing that I've ever seen in my life that somebody can do for someone else. Sometimes people feel that you have to go out and spend bukus of money in order to do something that's very special for your mate. Actually, I had this one time where I was dating this gentleman, and, of course, at the time he wasn't really working, but what he did was he left little notes all over the house for me that whole day for me to go and get, and it led to the fountain in our area. And what he did was is that he laid some candles out and set up a little table, and he just basically cooked me dinner. And all he said was, I just want you to know that I appreciate you and I care about you, and this is just a little token of my gratitude and how I look forward to our future. You know what I mean? So sometimes it's just the small things that we can do to keep the fire burning a little bit. Now, with that being said, people always talk about, okay, how can we also keep the fire burning in another way, if you know what I mean.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
Ladies, that's
easy. You just have to be willing to try new things. You don't have to like it, but you have to give it good old-fashioned college try, because if you don't, the next female will. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh. How do you ladies feel about a man that says, if you love me, you will go to a swingers club with me and you will participate, or if you love me, you will go and have a threesome? What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, I don't like ultimatums. There's other ways to ask for stuff like that, but if you put it that way, if you start testing me, I mean, please, not even God does that anymore, you know? Don't ultimatums are never going to be met with, oh, sure, honey, whatever you say. So that if they put it that way, it's not going to happen. There's other ways to ask for stuff.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. I will have to agree with you on that. I actually had one friend. I was in this pole dancing studio, pole dance fitness. Have you ladies ever participated in that before?
No,
but I've always wanted to.
Well, it's fun, and we had one girl that was in our class, and she was like, well, the only reason why I'm taking this series of courses is because my boyfriend's birthday is coming up, and I want to give him a special treat. So she went through the whole program. She got her detachable pole, got it put up in her living room, and she gave her man a show. And I thought that was very creative as well, because what man does not like going to a strip club or a gentleman's club and seeing the ladies do their dance? So if he can get his own lady to do that, you know, that's definitely a way just to think outside of the box, to keep everything hot, popping, and fresh. But at the same time, I also wonder, as I'm thinking about this, everything that I'm thinking about for the most part is women doing things for men. So I'm trying to think about an example besides the one that I had of when a man did something very special for a lady. And for those of you that are listening, we do urge that you call in at 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. 1412. Being that I can't think of anything, let me ask you ladies this. What is like your dream thing for a guy to do for you?
Take the baby away for a week. Sorry, I have a baby. I can't think of.
You and the baby leave for a week, and I'd be very happy.
I actually, you know, I would go for something simple as well. If he were to just come in here with, like, a maid, and they would just clean my place from top to bottom while we just go out and hang out, that's it. I'd have all his babies. That's it. That'd be it for me.
I know you just want a little bit of peace and quiet, and that's all you need, right?
That's all I need, peace and quiet, and for my house to smell like Lemon Pledge, and we're good. We're good.
Yes, to be able to lie on a beach or just on the roof of my house and just hang out with a radio and a margarita and a good book and not have anybody screaming or yelling, nothing to clean, nowhere to go, just to relax. You know how long it's been since I had a relaxing day? Oh, my goodness gracious.
But you know what? I do have to say, though, I talk bad about my ex a lot, but one day he did go out and all day long stood in line to get front row tickets to see Chicago because he knew that I love Bebe Neuwirth and she was starring in it. So I do have to say, in sitting here talking about that, he did go above and beyond that day, and I got to see Chicago on Broadway with my girl Bebe in it. So, you know, some guys know what they're doing sometimes.
And I also have to say, it can sometimes just be as easy as your guy going to the grocery store, getting some blockbuster movies, coming home, and just turning off the phone. And it's just about you and him. And that's the simplest thing that you can do. Now, for those of you that are online, you may see a link somewhere on your page to a book for those of you who are looking for some explicit things to do to keep it fresh and sexy. You can definitely go there. And also, I will recommend, if you've never been to an adult store, go to an adult store with your mate, and you guys look at some various things that you can do together or some fun things that you can do on that particular level.
Those places are fun.
Yeah, they are. Right. We went. It's always fun because then you see the people in there who are just embarrassed to be there. But we were like, yeah, I want to see this. I want to see that. Give me that big thing over there in the corner. I want to look at that. And it's always fun.
I know, right? And you can also just Google a Google search of what's going on in your area. That may be like a free concert or just a free event that where you guys can go and just have fun. So we're actually about to end the show today. I definitely want to thank the Jaded New Yorker for calling in and our other special guest host. We appreciate your comments. I see that a lot of you guys did log on and you are listening to the show as we speak. This show will be archived, and I will send out the link to that for those of you who want to listen to it later. Also, next week, what we're going to be talking about is celibacy in 2008. I know it's hard. Just saying out of my mouth just doesn't even seem right. But I actually have a lot of friends, the people that I know, that will be calling in that's actually practicing celibacy right now. And they're also going to give you encouraging words if you were looking to practice celibacy as well. So the Jaded New Yorker, before we go, do you have any final comments?
No, but I will be tuning into that celibacy thing because that just made me laugh. I mean, they're doing it by choice?
Yes, they are.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's definitely going to be an interesting show. So I thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week on Say What Now with Classy Diva.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva on Blog Talk Radio.